Today is Septuagesima Sunday, that is the period of 70 days before Easter. The epistle for Septuagesima Sunday is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to Corinthians, chapters 9 and 10. Brethren, know you not that they that run in the race all run indeed, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. And everyone that striveth for the mastery refraineth himself from all things, and they indeed that they may receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible one. I therefore so run not as an uncertainty, I so fight not as one beating the air, but I chastise my body and bring it into subjection, lest perhaps when I have preached to others, I myself should become a castaway. For I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea. And all in Moses were baptized in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. And they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. But with the most of them, God was not well pleased. And the Holy Gospel. Taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 20. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like to a householder who went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And having agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going about the third hour, he saw others standing in the marketplace idle. And he said to them, "Go you also into my vineyard, and I will give you what shall be just." And they went their way. And again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did in like manner. But about the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing. And he saith to them, "Why stand you here all the day idle?" They say to him, "Because no man hath hired us." He saith to them, "Go you also into my vineyard." And when evening was come, the lord of the vineyard saith to his steward, "Call the laborers and pay them their hire, beginning from the last even to the first." When therefore they were come that came about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first also came, they thought that they should receive more. And they also received every man a penny. And receiving it, they murmured against the master of the house, saying, "These last have worked but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal to us that have borne the burden of the day and the heats." But he answering said to one of them, "Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take what is thine, and go thy way. I will also give to this last, even as to thee. Or is it not lawful for me to do what I will? Is thy eye evil, because I am good? So shall the last be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen." As far as the words of the Holy Gospel. And everyone that striveth for the mastery refraineth himself from all things, and they indeed that they may receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible one. Words taken from the epistle of today's Mass, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It was in the early 4th century that the Church underwent her cruelest and bloodiest persecution. This was the persecution under the Roman Emperor Diocletian. And two Christians in particular who were martyrs for the faith were Saints Rufinus and Valerian during this persecution. They lived in Gaul, which is now modern-day France. They were captured and imprisoned by the Roman authorities, and during their imprisonment, they suffered painful tortures for professing the true Catholic faith. But for the sake of Christ and of his Holy Church, they persevered with great fortitude. They found their strength in prayer, and especially by praying together. They encouraged each other, knowing that they suffered for their Master, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, it was one night while they were in the prison cell, an angel appeared to them. And the angel looked upon them as followers of Christ. And the angel said to them, Rufinus and Valerian. He said, act manfully and courageously, for our heavenly Master, Jesus Christ, will soon admit you into the number of his holy ones in heaven. There you shall receive the crowns which he has destined for you, and which I have come now to show you. And as the angel said these words, there appeared in his hands two magnificent crowns. They were decorated with many different types of precious stones. These crowns were more beautiful than any earthly treasures that man had ever seen. And the angel placed the crowns upon each of their heads as a sign of the eternal reward that they would soon be given. And that eternal reward was given to them the next day, after they suffered courageously and they received their martyrdom. And now the church honors them as saints in heaven, and their feast day is on June 14th, the day of their martyrdom. Now, in the gospel of today's Mass, we read the parable of the laborers in the vineyard. Now, our Lord spoke this parable to his disciples, and he did so in order to explain to them the kingdom of heaven. He compared the kingdom to a householder who goes out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. And he sends the first group of workers into the vineyard after they have agreed upon their wage. And in the gospel, it says they agreed upon a penny a day. Now, in those days, a penny, or what was called a denarius, was the usual day wage. And then the householder went out later in the morning to hire more workers. He went into the streets of the marketplace, and he sent more laborers into his vineyard. He said to them, go you also into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just. And then at the sixth and the ninth hours, he went out, which were about midday and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then finally, he went out again at the 11th hour, which was at that time about 5 o'clock in the evening. And the workday would end at six, so there was still an hour of work to do. And the householder found others standing around idle. And he said to them, why stand you here all the day idle? And they answered him, because no man hath hired us. So the householder said to them, go you also into my vineyard. And when the workday was over and evening was come, the Lord of the vineyard told his steward to gather the laborers together and pay them their wages. And so the steward paid the laborers from the last to the first. And then our Lord concluded this parable with the words, so shall the last be first and the first last, for many are called, but few are chosen. Now, there are many things we can learn from this parable of our Lord. And what we see is that the master of the vineyard represents our Savior, and we are his laborers, his workers. And our Lord used this parable to show us that in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must be willing to work in his vineyard. By working in the vineyard, one author says it means to labor, to fight, to suffer for God and his honor and for our own eternal salvation. You know, as weeds in a vineyard are dug up and rooted out and seeds are planted, which then are cultivated until their fruits are harvested, so too for us in the spiritual life. The weeds of vice must be rooted out, and the soul must be cultivated by the reception of the sacraments, by prayer, and the practice of virtue. In other words, my dear friends, It takes a lot of work and sweat to become a saint. To save our souls, it takes work. And our Lord did not mince words about this. He said, "The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent bear it away." And what did he mean by this? He said, those who wish to go to heaven, heaven is won by mortification and penance, by resisting our evil inclinations. And that takes work. It takes violence, our Lord said. Violence to ourselves. But we must not be discouraged by this thought, though. Because our Lord has ordered us to do this. He's commanded this. But He will help us along the way. You know, at times we might be tempted to think it's too hard. We get discouraged sometimes. We may think it is too hard to live a good Catholic life in this immoral and impure world. But we must always keep in mind that our Lord is the master of this vineyard. And all He does is ask us to work in it. But He Himself asks us to work. And He also gives us the grace to enable us to work. We just have to do our part. We must keep our part of the bargain, so to speak. And that part of the bargain is to work and to sacrifice. We must work and sacrifice in order to gain that incorruptible crown of heaven. The incorruptible crown which Saints Rufinus and Valerian saw and which were placed upon their heads. And St. Paul refers to this in today's epistle. He refers to this crown. He first explains how people of the world work so hard in order to gain a corruptible crown. And we can see this in the modern world today. What businessmen are willing to do to get money and power. We can see it in the athletes who train and exercise. They go on special diets in order to race for a piece of metal, a gold medal. A reward that will perish with this world. But how much they are willing to go through to receive that honor and reward. St. Paul says, "Everyone that striveth for the mastery refraineth himself from all things, and they indeed, that they may receive a corruptible crown. But we, as Christians, followers of Christ," St. Paul says, "we will receive an incorruptible crown." The prize that the Christian will receive is the imperishable crown that no one can take from us. And that imperishable crown, of course, is eternal life, salvation of our soul. You know, in the ceremony of baptism, there is a small rite that takes place just after the actual baptism. And the child or person who has been baptized is anointed on the crown of the head with the sacred chrism. And the sacred chrism is the holy oil used in the sacrament of confirmation. And it's also used in performing the consecration of a bishop. But the sacred chrism, which is used at baptism too, was also used in ancient times to anoint the king of the land. And this anointing in the ceremony of baptism symbolizes the precious crown which our divine Savior holds out for us in heaven for that baptized person. Because if that baptized person remains faithful to Him and perseveres in the state of grace, they will receive that crown. Let us then work diligently and labor courageously for this crown of eternal salvation. Let us root out all the obstacles that can stand in our way. Let us avoid those near occasions of sin, such as the impure movies and websites. Let us also be faithful to our prayers each and every day. By prayer, we prepare our souls to receive the graces from God, which strengthen us against temptation. And today, my dear friends, as I mentioned, is Septuagesima Sunday. And Holy Mother Church wants us to begin thinking about our Lenten mortifications, our Lenten resolutions. And you know, we always strive to give something up that we like, just like a particular food. But let us also give up something, some particular vice that we know we must root out of our lives. Let us ask our Blessed Savior for the strength to carry out this good resolution. And so just as Saints Rufinus and Valerian persevered in their sufferings for Christ, so too must we persevere in working diligently for the salvation of our soul. If we live our lives always in the state of sanctifying grace, then we will receive from the hands of our Savior that same beautiful crown that those martyrs received. Let us then strive for eternal life and always keep in mind those words of St. Paul in today's epistle. Everyone that striveth for the mastery refraineth himself from all things, and they indeed that they may receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible one. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.